What?
Book. Book.
Look.
Radio.
Radio.
Yip.
Radio.
Radio.
Nope.
No.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
On the air at 8.
Our little girls and boys are gathered tonight to hear the sweet voices of...
Better man than I am, Gunga.
Oh, no, don't, Matthew, oh.
Evening, friends, family, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. This is Station OUCH of the New Writers Broadcasting Company, pardon me again, operating on a wavelength of 600 motorcycles by the authority of the Federal Prohibition Agent. The first number on the program for this evening will be rendered, meaning to be torn apart, by the Silent Dozen Orchestra. They will play as the opening selection, People Who Live in Glass Houses Shouldn't. There will be an interrupted vocal chorus sung by those famous entertainers, Pete and Repeat.
Station ICH, New York, we will now give you the correct time. When you hear the beautiful chime, it will be exactly 6 7/8 split seconds past 8 o'clock, Eastern Daylight Standard Railroad Western Mountain Central Time. Get ready now. Listen for the chime. Attention. Forward, march. Mr. Slablato will announce the next future. Feature.
It is now time, of course, for all the little girls and boys of our radio audience to get ready for bed. So Daddy Scarum will tell them one of his bedtime stories. Some Daddy Scarum.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who wanted to hunt wild animals. Naughty boy. So he ran away from home and went to the jungles of Africa. As he entered the jungle, he came upon a lion and an elephant. they were fighting fiercely. The elephant wrapped his trunks around the king of beasts, lifted him high in the air, and dashed him to the ground with such force that there was blood for blocks around. Good night, children. Pleasant dreams.
This is Station BUNK, New York. We now take great pleasure in presenting to you Howl and Bellow, the silver-plated tenor and the gold-filled baritone, in a Graupa song. The first number is a new one to our radio audience, this being the first time in any radio. It is entitled On the Road to Mandalay, Howl and Bellow. Ladies and gentlemen, owing to an S-O-U-S-E, there will be a slight pause in our program until somebody turns this record over. This is still Station BUNK, New York. Now that the S-O-U-S-E is done away with, Professor Doolittle, the famous leader of the Philharmonic and Mount Organ Players of America, has said that if you want beautiful singing, tune in on our station. We now hear Miss Lauda Screechum, a beautiful soprano, in an aria from the opera La Bum. Come, Mary.
Go to it now.
Don't let it throw you, Mary.
Station IOU. We now hook up 228 stations, including the Grand Central and all points west, on our Follow the Green Line network, thus bringing to all United States the world-renowned Professor Doneater in an hour of famous recipes from Cook's Tours. This hour is sponsored by the Bicarbonate of Soda Corporation of America and Walla Walla. Professor Doneater's recipes are famous throughout the world and have been cooked in 17 different languages. He will now tell you how to broil stewed tripe. Professor Doneater.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. Now, please stand with both feet in front of you, please, here together. Raise your right arm above your head and your left arm above your head at an angle of 45 degrees, please. Deep breathing, deep breathing. Close your mouth and say, ah, with me. Now, count with me again. 1, 5, 3, 4, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10.
We now take it to the Uppercut Athletic Club. So in a second you will hear the voice of the bell and the sound of the announcer.
Here we are at the ringside. Now I'm going to turn the mic over to Philip McCann, who will tell you who's who and who's here.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you tonight, radio audience. I just want to mention a few of the celebrities that are here tonight. I see right in front of me is Mrs. Stan Kuplovich, president of the Men's Children's Boy Scouts. And again, right in back of me, upon my soul, if it isn't Cross-Eyed Kelly, the famous gate crasher. You've heard of him, no doubt. And right over to the right there, those sorrowful boys, the crepe hangers, you know, Billy and Ernie, with big, broad smiles, you know. And right next to them is Slim Andy, the notorious picket-pocker. She's wearing a string of beans that is a present, I believe, from Barren Island, or...
There's the warning whistle. Now, in 15 minutes, you'll probably hear the bell. I want to describe these fighters for you. Now, there's a big, tall fellow with a lavender... And, oh, boy, you should see his hair. This blonde, it's kind of brown. He's tall, he's a little bit short at that. There we have the bell. The fighter's in the ring. He leads to the right. He's up, he's down. He's down, he's up. It's a rather slow fight. The fans are dissatisfied. Seems to be a waltzing match instead of a fight. The fans are singing for them to waltz. There's the bell, ending the 25th and final round. We'll listen for the decision.
Fight! 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 Fight!
Well, now, as you probably distinctly heard, the little fellow that I described to you lost by a neck. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take you back to our studio.
We are back in the studio, and we take you now to the Blue Room of the Green Hotel, where you will be entertained by the Blah Blah Saloon Orchestra in bars of classical music. Shoot, Harry.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our entertainment for this evening and forever.
You swingers, this is Radio Moscow.
Go, go, Radio Moscow!
Nikita the K here, and golly, have we got a grooviest show!
It's a groove!
For all you swinging comrades, you'll hear all the super hits. Here's super hit 672, the four treasons, and tell it to the snow!
I'm warm in the cold you used to warm.
Tell it to the snow and the breezes in yourself. Tell it to the snow and the God that makes you yell.
Ah, out of sight. All right, baby, this is Nikita the K. Everybody's comrade on
Radio Moscow,
home of the wise guys. The time is half past Tuesday. Temperature minus 23 Radio Moscow degrees.
Radio Moscow!
Hey, frozen face, you can win a Radio Moscow wise guy sweatshirt. The first 20 calls we receive, turning in a close relative to the secret police, will win a Radio Moscow wise guy sweatshirt. Just call comrade RU12. Out of town, please don't call collect.
Super hit 552.
Hey, dig it, baby. The crazy Leningrad sound, the Shriekers and Gorky Boy.
Hey there, Gorky Boy, why do party members pass you by? Is it 'cause you hit the commissar in the eye?
And love it.
Hey there, Gorky Boy, I'll see you at your trial.
Tough enough, baby, don't blow your cool.
Tough enough, baby, don't blow your cool.
Hey, don't forget the Boss All-Star Show Saturday night at Kremlin Casino. Dig, man, we got the Mamas and the Pop-Offs, the Red Guardsmen, Sonia and Sergey, Mo the Mongol and the Ukrainian Beals, and our Latin Soul Brothers, the Havana Brass. And for you Red Squares, Lester Lennon out in the parking lot. And me, of course, Nikita the K, and all us Radio Moscow wise guys.
Radio Moscow!
And now to bend your minds right out of your skulls, here it is.
Breakout!
The breakout record of the week, already number one. The Red Magoos, and you ain't seen nothing yet.
You're mad at me and you're putting me down, 'cause I turned you into the Red Number Clown. Now that's just the sound of a loud little game. If you mess around, if you get me upset, I lie, 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 lie.
I'm your DJ, hear me as I say. Nice to have you all aboard, nice to have you share happy music on the air. Nice to have you all aboard, nice to have you share happy music on the air. Happy music, planned for all of you. Write me, tell me what's your favorite, let me hear from you. and I'll play your special tune. Write me, tell me what's your favorite, let me hear from you, and I'll play your special tune. I'm your DJ, these words I must say. Thanks for writing, thanks for listening, you've been extra nice, so I want to thank you twice. Thanks for writing, thanks for listening, you've been extra nice, so I want to thank you twice. La 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 la
come on. Come on, will you guys get started? Jesus Christ, I don't have all day. Thank you. God. All right, lesson number one. Be careful what you wish for. Oh, Jesus. My head hurts. All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another joyful edition of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBZ. You know who I am. I don't know who you are. I say we keep it that way, huh? What do you think? And welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. Did I say that? Who cares? Who's listening? It doesn't matter. Today, we have a rather special show for you. It is actually my second anniversary here at the Bit Slap. So, in honor of never having done anything fun for 2 years, I thought I'd celebrate the radio with you today, because that's where it all started, was the radio. I was on the radio for like 10 years, 12 years, something like that. And now I get to do it from my little cubby hole here at Addlewood with my cat sleeping on my computer blocking half of my screen. I'd say it's a good deal, you know? So, I did get started kind of late because I had been planning to do a kind of a hodgepodge show for you, you know, without anything special in mind. But then I realized, hey, I'm sitting on a gold mine here. So I did get started late, and the best, I can tell you right now, the best will be yet to come, because I have found so much stuff. That's, you know, air checks, other songs about the radio, songs, etc. Anyway, just let me just get the playlist here, and then we'll talk about it. We started with the Muppets, something from, I guess, the Muppet Show, that I found out on YouTube. The Martian Radio, Twisting the Dials from the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare from, like, probably the 30s. Go-Go Radio Moscow. I'm not sure who that was. I will find out before playlist time comes, and I'll write it down for you. But for now, let's just call them anonymous and hope they don't sue me, okay? Little Andy the Polka Guy after that. I am your DJ. And, yes, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, Radio Nowhere. I have two words for you. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back.
I think you're crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Because you have to be slightly crazy to be on the radio.
You have to be slightly off the beam before you can make any dough.
I'm a dramatic star, you know, who loves to play Lothario or do a tragic scene from Ivanhoe. But what happens to me on radio?
Bang, 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 bang!
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? You have to be slightly crazy to be on the radio. You have to be slightly crazy to be on the radio.
Hey! 3:31 a.m. according to the Big KOS Master Clock in Greenwich, England, and time for Speedy Clip.
If you're sweaty and tired and you feel real needy, it's time to take a listen to Speedy. Don't give up the ship. Just listen to Speedy Clip on Speedy Clip Show on KOS, KOS Radio, Channel 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, 4, 1 and a 3rd. Transcribed.
Speedy Clip talking at you from Station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Clip Show, the number one program on the number one station in the number one city, is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM. Right to Rockville now, for Little Recallsville, USSR. A big hit way back 2 weeks ago, Dickie Shortcap and Oh Linda.
Oh Linda.
From the Big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., Jane C. Petrillo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees, for vicinity, 27. And now, listen to this.
I don't know what to do about my clear skin.
Don't feel bad, Keen Teen. Be one of the crowd. Buy Pimpalon. Adds blotches and blemishes to the clearest of skins. Pimpalon comes complete with tiny applicator and 30-day supply of red paint if clear skin persists. See your dermatologist. Back to Rollville now on a KOS Radio predicted hit.
KOS Radio, Channel 6, 4, 12, 2 thirds and a fourth. Picks the hits. For all you kids out there.
And today it's Little Davy Falcon and his nuclear recording of Oh Emily.
Oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh Emily, oh.
Davy Falcon and Emily. And speaking of nuclear, here's this week's Speedy Clip Quip. Definition of a bachelor, a man who isn't married. The big KLS newsroom, this news is happening now.
Washington, informed sources on Kranovich Swan's launch along with China Point, we board trial dropped the bomb. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, boys in Chalkland Corporation, Western Adorp strike to battle higher wages, better working travels, and the right to lick all pans. On the local front, police chief threats Miranda Cobbles, the man of Mickey Cone, don't break the devil out, and Frank Costello's mother. A KOS engineer has just been shot to death here in the big chaos newsroom. The news when it happens, from where it happens, even if we have to make it happen, even if there isn't any on KOS.
Don't get the blues, get all the news. We mean all the news, guys out there in Radio Land. On KOS and KOS AM.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly, and that means we gotta go for half a mole before part two of the Speedy Clip Show. So now, let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky, you're our teenage guest disc jockey now.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
77 W.A.
It's an all-night party with yours truly, Charlie Greer, from New York on WABC. 5 minutes now past midnight.
This week, WABC proudly presents these super hit sounds, the Monkees. The Royal Guardsmen.
Even family in that street of the bloody red barracks of German.
Aaron Neville.
Telling like it is.
The Four Tops.
Standing in the shadow of love, I'm getting ready for the morning.
Frank Sinatra.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Plus dozens of other top stars in continuing entertainment presented by the All-Americans. 4 minutes of the music you want to hear are heard on the Now Sound and Radio.
77 WABC.
Hang out there for the weekend.
What a weekend. With 77 WABC. Wow, wow, wow.
The president of Denison Clothes, Route 22, Union, New Jersey, says, they say time waits for no man, but there is time that waits for me. There's the wrong time, the right time, good times, bad times, loving times. There's breakfast time, lunch time, quitting time, dinner time. And there's daytime, nighttime, but none of that time is the right time for me. But tell me, what kind of time is it to keep a store open from 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning? Well, that's my time, which proves it's not true the time waits for no man. It sure waits for me. Famous brands, Timely, Briggs, Ola Cassini, Burberry's, reduced up to 60%. Men's suits, $39.90, and some with vests. Slacks, $4.90. Cashmere top coats, $59.90. Sport coats, $24.90. Pyline zip-out top coats, $16.90. Italian knit shirts, British sweaters, suede and leather outerwear coats. Just bring money, money talks. And it's coffee break time at Denison Clothes, Route 22, Union, New Jersey. Open 10 a.m. to 5 in the morning and open now. Reopens again at 10 a.m. and is open all day Saturday till 12 midnight. Closed all day Sunday.
More music
on
WABC.
You know, you can help make life more pleasant for those who are hospitalized. Become a hospital volunteer and call the United Hospital Fund at Plaza 41080 for further information. That's PL41080. 19 past midnight, WABC time. The Blue Magoos, and we ain't got nothing yet. Wait till later. 21 minutes past midnight at WABC, the Blue Magoos, and we ain't got nothing yet.
Music, that's our middle name, 77, music, WABC.
Our idea of what it might sound like if two top 40 DJs met and talked on the street.
Well, bless my rock and roll top 40 Sullivan, isn't Ronnie Landry the hip-land fun devil from the land of wall-to-wall music?
Leaping lizards and golly wow, it's Blue-Eyed Bob, the TD Bopper's daddy-o of the radio.
Dope-head stacks of wax at the greatest little station the nation should ride and dive in.
Non-stop, back-to-back stone smashes, the all-time heavyweight hits from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, my man.
I can dig it, chasing the blues, just minutes from news, swinging, grooving, and fan your news.
Like really, man, when the rest are talking, I'm rocking.
Hopping, bopping, snapping, bingo.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
MV!
9th Street.
That's my man. Always in the top 40, huh, sweetheart?
You better know it. And we're shooting for the top 10.
Oh, wow, Chad. What you got in the package, superstar?
My sponsor sent me a lifetime supply of pimple cream.
Out of sight and blemish free. You're as cool as you could be. You're not great, man. When I eyeballed your countenance, I couldn't help but think back to that great night when you and I and all the happening guys spent that fabulous time getting it all together for an unreal, super cool bash at the Complete Freak Boutique.
Wow, that's a memory flogger, Bob.
A little blast from the past for you, Ron.
In 10 seconds or less, cool, Daddy. Try and guess what happened to me just before you ambled across the street.
I'm drawing a blank, Brownie baby, so you better lay it on me.
A wino stumbled up and hit on me for the price of a jug.
And the hits just keep on coming. I see you got a new watch, Ron.
Solid gold. From that fabulous year, 1969.
What time is it, Ron?
At the sound of the tone, it'll be 1 o'clock in Bakersfield.
Stupefying. You still married, Ron?
3 kids and an up-and-comer.
One bubbling under.
Freaking out.
Right on. Who are the other boss jocks over at the plant now, Ron?
We're wall-to-wall without a sight, nitty-gritty heavyweight guys who really know what's happening.
Hadley Bradley still there?
You better know it. And the real Tom Spiel, Lance Boyle, Bunny Rabbit, and our super-heavy, out-of-sight, all-night acid rocker, Hinky Dinky Parley Boo.
Heavy!
Well, Blue Eyes, let me say from the bottom of my super heart that it's been a sincere, freaked-out, wiggy blast bumping into you, one of my stereophonic compadres.
I can dig it, and likewise from old number one here, Roddy Babe.
Wild. Got a split now, Bobberoonie. Taking the kids to the park where they can let it all hang out and swing. So blue skies and green lights for you and yours, and may all your problems be teeny-weeny ones.
The good Lord willing and the creeks don't rise. We'll be back again tomorrow at the same spot on your radio dial.
And if you're listening in your car, thanks for the ride.
Arrivederci, Roma, and ciao, baby.
Bob, can I ask you a personal question?
Right on, man.
Is there anything wrong?
I've got to lay it on the line, Roddy Babe. I'm sicker than a dog.
Fantastic.
Hi there, kids. Welcome to the Willie West Show here on Wonderful Wino Radio. Wonderful Wino. Welcome to the Willie West. You're here in a wonderful way. With the weird one, it's been a Willie West winging away with 101 Wild and Willie Wedges of Wax and Crazy Wagons to play on the radio. Right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. 1750 on your dial, just above the police calls, kid. We got stacks and stacks of wax and wax. We got the pick to click, the ones to watch, the oldies but goodies and newies but gooies. We got the top 700 records here in the world. A wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. Let's get started with big rockin' sound now. That great new group from England, the Kansas City Boys. Let's hear 'em. My baby's dead. Bling, ding, bling, ding, 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 bling. My baby's dead. Boom. She got hit by a train. Boom. Big old train. Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna get that train. There it is, kids. Another big romantic ballad for you. And you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. That was by Danny and the Dressmakers, one of the great new groups around. And that's their third million seller this week. Okay, let's move along. Two in a row, a big double play in the Weird Willie West Show for you. Another tune here. This one's brand new. Hasn't even been released yet. It's number one on the charts this week. Next week, it'll be a golden oldie. Let's hear it.
I sent my sinuses to Arizona. I sent my liver to Peru. I sent my lungs and my kidney for the summer to Sydney. But I'm sending my heart to you.
Big romantic ballad, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Bulletin, 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 Bulletin. Here is a Bulletin, Bulletin, Bulletin. The sun did not come up this morning. Huge cracks have appeared in the Earth's surface, and big rocks are falling out of the sky. Details 25 minutes from now on Action Central News Another big tune for you kids. Moving right along with one of the big sounds. This is we're going to set out some dedications. It's number one this week. Top of the heap, cream of the crop, pick of the pack. Number one and moving higher all the time. Got a few great cool calls in the boss line. We're going to set out some dedications. Big Al, Red, Louie, Spike, Choo Choo, Spanish Anna, Dirty Mary, Nick the Greek, Baby Carlos, Junior Pee Wee, Toots, Popo, Spot, Greasy Creep, Wuzzy, Mush, Ralph, and Brucey, Ralph and Brucey. Hey, yeah. And it's our pick to make you sick, Jenny. Wee. Jenny! Another big romantic ballad for you, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. In Western Walla Walla. Another big tune. This one's been on the charts for 2.5 years. It's just starting to make the big move this week. Last week it was number 215. This week, zooming up to the big number 212 spot. A folk protest song by Danny and the Demonstrators. Don't want no war. Don't want no war. Don't want no war. Don't want no war. Don't want no job, neither. Another big romantic ballad. You heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. And speaking of romance, kids, where are you going to be going this weekend with that date of yours? Why not go on out to the Makeout Drive-In Theater? Think you like it out there? No lines, no waiting. There's no movie either, kid. No, of course, they've got a great Technicolor Teen Toon Fest for you. A great flick to click out there this week on the 6-year super favorite stars Sandra Dee, Peggy Lee, Brenda Lee, Bobby V, Molly B, and Oscar Homolka. In Sex Bed Teen Bikini Virgin Surf Beach Ball Bash. Don't miss it. 117 of your favorite songs included. Okay, kids, that just about wraps it up here on the Weird Willie West Show on a Wonderful Wednesday. We'll catch you again tomorrow on a Thumping Thursday if someone doesn't bomb the station. But in the meantime, we got the old tunes, the new tunes, the show tunes, the blue tunes, the greatest music in town, but we never play it.
Starts off like a thousand other songs that you've heard before. Except in this one they do a little do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So you try to change the station, but it's playing on everyone. A bunch of shitty-ass chords and lyrics recorded by a fucking moron. You assume that the general public is not that stupid. You're positive that nobody will want to listen to this, but you are wrong. They want another stupid motherfucking lame cock sucking cookie cutter. Everyone sings along in their cars and at the John Lennon have to be the one to get shot? Something's wrong. While these douchebags are all still alive, singing these ass-licking songs. All these fucking unoriginal pussies that don't have anything to say. I'm not homophobic, but this song is so fucking gay. You can barely retain the vomit that's rising in your throat. And you assume that everyone will think that this song's terrible.
You can't say on the radio. You can't say on the radio. Okay, boys and girls, let's try it all together now.
You can't say on the radio. 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 You can't say on the radio.
Hi, I'm Ron Pentecost, welcoming you to the wonderful, wacky world of radio announcing. You know, friends say to me, Ron, how can I tell if I'm that lucky candidate who qualifies for that fast-paced, high-paying, everybody-likes-me kind of life you call the wonderful, wacky world of radio announcing? And I say to them, dear friends, what I'll say to you right now. Today's announcers have natural voices, typical of most of us. But you know you're not born with that special ability. Oh, no. The ability to breathe life into words, to give meaning to your sponsor's message. Here's an urgent message. So you don't forget, order before midnight tomorrow. A sincere message. Offer void where prohibited by law. An authoritative message. Substantial interest penalty for early withdrawal. A comedic message. Back to you, Peter Marshall. I repeat, you're not born with these abilities, but you can buy them right now at the Ron Pentecost School of Radio Announcing. And there are new classes forming soon for our Reverb Workshop. Interested in this kind of life? Of course you are. So write today for a free brochure to the Ron Pentecost School of Radio Announcing, Post Office Box 17, Pacoima. Not affiliated with Columbia School of Broadcasting, Columbia Broadcasting System, or anybody else.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip Show, and yesterday's predicted hit, a record never played before yesterday, and already number three on the KOS 1270 survey, BFC, Fat Billy Wiley and the Swingers, Oh Mama! Tall Paul Sully and his police record of Old Henry on Chaos, the number one rated station in the world. Stationsville, Brakeville, Nowville.
KOS Radio is the best radio. Sends the music out your way 40 hours every day.
And here are the late baseball scores. 5-1, 14-3, and 4-0. KOS with a something for everyone from 8 to 13.
If you're 13 or 8, you think that it's great on KOS 8.
Yeah.
Well, it's now time to telephone the teen, and today's call goes to Elsie Leffler at Garvey 8, 1970. Hello, Elsie, here's today's question. What's your name? Oh, I'm sorry. And so we add today's $40,000 to tomorrow's telephone the teen jackpot. Well, once again, we'll try to prove it pays to listen to chaos.
It pays to listen to chaos, but not to work here. We wish somebody'd pay off.
Futuresville, USO now, as Fred Denny Biederman sings a little number that hasn't been written yet. Under the motorcycle moon, but you...
Oh, bless you, oh, bless you.
Now for late traffic information, we switch controls to KOS Mobile Unit Number 7 on the inbound state highway.
This is Mobile Unit Number 7. Yeah. It's extremely difficult speaking in through a microphone and steering at the same time. Yeah. Look out! There's another truck!
Back at Chaos Radio again, where our teenage advertising board gives its seal of approval to...
Frank Grinding Wheel Company.
For its monumental work in the field of brass knuckle buffing.
The seal of approval assures the removal of anything bad at all. And just to prove it's real, here's the Chaos Approval Seal.
Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, Seal. And now, the number one recording in the KOS survey for today. The two new kids have made the top song in recorded history. Yo-Yo Fergus' haunting rendition of Private Ensley. Hold it, hold it! Wait a moment! I've just been handed this message from the Chaos News Department. Because of this station's spectacular advancements in the field of brainwashing, the Pentagon has selected it as the ultimate in secret weapons and has decided to put us into orbit, effective immediately.
10, 9.
Immediately?
8, 7.
Wait a minute, fellas, I'll do anything.
5.
I'll even play a Count Basie record.
3.
Look, I won't even doing this
2,
to make a buck.
1.
Wait, please, you don't understand.
Fire!
Elvis Ricky, help!
Yes, competent studio musicians can make all the difference. Don't you agree? We are studying the radio today, as if you couldn't figure that out. We started with a bit from Ray Bulger and Verna Felton. I have no idea where that came from, but it's always been a favorite. You have to be slightly crazy to be on the radio, and I heartily agree. Just ask anybody. At any station anywhere, not just FMU. Only difference with FMU is that we're certifiable. A lot of others are just playing kind of sneaky crazy. After that, we heard from Arbogast and Ross, Chaos Part 1. And we heard a bit from Charlie Greer from his days at WABC, including one of those world-famous classic Dennis and Clothiers commercials. Open from 10 a.m. till 5 in the morning. Rumor has it they had hookers on the side. I have not been able to confirm that, but you know what? Wouldn't surprise me. After that, Hudson and Landry, two top 40 DJs meeting on the street. George Carlin, of course, wonderful wino. John LaJoy, the radio-friendly song. Barry Lewis Polisar, you can't say on the radio. That woke up Jersey. Stevens and Grindick, Ron Pentecost, and Chaos Part 2 from Arbogast and Ross. Arbogast and Ross were a couple of guys from advertising, became writers, wrote for TV, stuff like that. They came out with this Chaos Part 1 and 2 on, I think it was Liberty Records, sold like 10,000 copies in 2 or 3 days and got banned from radio on the 4th day because it upset the apple cart, made the sacred cow mad. So, and it's up to people like me and you to keep it alive. Glad to do it. Glad to help. So, all right. So, we continue along the way here. Got more for you. As always, I always have more for you. Nevertheless. And I do urge you not to touch that dial. Please stay tuned. And don't forget your sponsors. Thank you.
Listen to radio for news, for entertainment. It keeps us informed every minute of every day. Most of us depend upon radio more than we know.
Radio was a huge force in breaking new music since the emergence of AM radio in the 1920s. At this time, less than 5% of all radio stations could be considered commercial. Radio was largely free-form. DJs could play the tunes they liked, when they wanted. But in the 1950s, radio changed. DJ Alan Freed, one of the first DJs to play African-American rhythm and blues and call it rock and roll, got caught taking bribes in exchange for song airtime at New York station WINS. Payola became a common practice in the 1950s in order to get songs heard on the radio. Soon Washington stepped in, and after the congressional payola hearings, Alan Freed drank himself to death in 1965. The majors apparently still haven't learned from their mistakes. In 2005, Sony BMG, Warner, and Universal all settled million-dollar lawsuits with the state of New York for their use of independent promoters. These promoters were hired by major labels to get their new singles on the air any way they could. Airtime was bought for Sony BMG artists like J-Lo, who received 63 spins at the tune of $3,600. Or take Good Charlotte, whose 250 spins cost Sony BMG $17,000. But today, controlling the airwaves isn't too hard. It hasn't been that hard since 1996.
We will help to create an open marketplace where competition and innovation can move as quick as light.
Good evening and welcome to the revolution. We begin tonight with all of the changes about to take place in the life of anyone who uses a phone or a television or a computer.
It began today when President Clinton signed the bill that will revolutionize the industry. There are big changes coming in the way that we'll get television, telephone, and computer services.
In 1996, the Telecommunications Act was passed with the promise of pursuing core public interest concerns of promoting diversity and competition. But what the Telecommunications Act of 1996 did was eliminate the rules on how many radio stations a corporate entity could own. Before the Telecom Act, large corporations controlled less than 65 radio stations. Today, Clear Channel owns nearly 1,200 radio stations, one in every 10, 99.9% of the top 250 markets. Listeners said goodbye to regionality and creativity, and hello to bland, homogenized programming. As Clear Channel CEO Lowry Mays says,
"If anyone said we were in the radio business, it wouldn't be someone from our company. We're not in the business of providing news and information. We're not in the business of providing well-researched music. We're simply in the business of selling our customers' products."
A Berklee School of Music study revealed that the biggest stations in the biggest markets were playing the same songs 58% of the time, and that the five owned by Clear Channel were playing the same songs 73% of the time. While this would seem to be quite the monopoly over the airwaves, Congress has turned a blind eye. Who could complain when $222 million was spent by the broadcast industry to lobby government officials from 1998 through June 2004? Between 1995 and 2003, media corporations and associations paid for 2,500 all-expense-paid trips for FCC employees. Today, it's no surprise that an entire generation seems to ignore radio altogether, as listenership is at a 27-year low.
Once the whole Clear Channel thing came around, it just cut off any supply chain for music, you know, and it co-opted everything. So all of a sudden, you know, you're in a pay-to-play situation. Anywhere they could, they would get information about what people were listening to. And obviously it was just like a certain breed of people, because they went to the radio stations and said, "Yeah, you're a rock format, but this is what people want to hear." You know, they want to hear Led Zeppelin, they want to hear Moody Blues, they want to hear Leonard Skinner, and dump the rest of that new shit you have.
The amount of times major labels have come to me and asked me,
like, can you sell 300 CDs of our artists? Because if that CD marks in SoundScan for 300 in your city, we'll get radio play. And if they get radio play, that will get press. Like, the idea of it being so incestuous and so weird, it's just like the idea that me sitting at my computer screen and typing in 300 and a sale will cause a band to get radio play is just, that's just creepy and wrong. We work against radio, we don't work with them. And I don't think anyone at a record store feels like radio is on their side.
Did it happen again?
Well, I was driving down the freeway on my way to work watching this old Betty Grable movie.
Watching an old Betty Grable movie?
Yeah, on a little portable TV. I had it sitting up there in the dashboard.
I know, but
all of a sudden, this commercial comes on. The guy in a white coat says, "Now watch this amazing demonstration."
And?
I watched. Next thing I knew, pow!
Look, you can't watch television commercials while you commute.
I found that out.
You can't read a newspaper.
No.
The only thing you could do while you're driving is listen to the radio.
Yeah, well, that's all I intend to do, boy. Just as soon as I get out of traction.
Who listens to radio? Only 150 million people. That's all.
Aliens,
Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register. Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's astral offices on Nooker Street. Aliens, register now.
Hey, two guys. Just at the age when you're looking for an interesting and exciting career in the military, get into the sky where they can't find you. Higher than you've ever been before, behind the border, as a proud member of the free Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, B-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
Yes, spreading Mexico's natural resources is a really fine job for any young man of military age. So take off with guys like me in the free Mexican Air Force.
Here they come in their hell for leather golf carts.
The street people, terrifying their own children, living in a world only they can understand.
They'll bug you. They'll bug your mind.
The street people. You'll see them in breakfast nooks across the country, smoking cigarettes, drinking martinis, driving two cars. The street people.
You'll join them, hanging out at redemption centers, licking glue, making deals with total strangers.
The street people.
You'll be inside their minds as they say...
Anything more from the supermarket, honey?
More sugar!
The street people. Now playing in patios and parking lots everywhere from Paranoid Pictures.
This movie has been rated X the Unknown. Positively no one admitted.
Now from the World Communications Headquarters in New York, nerve center and receiving point for news from the far-flung corners of the globe, here are on-the-spot reports from London, Brisbane, Paris, and Rome. Here's the news before it happens and as it happens, brought to you direct through the Communications Center in New York. First, to London and Leslie Leffingwell.
This is Leslie Leffingwell in London, England. As you all understand, we are a few hours ahead of you who are listening to this program in New York right now. And as I make this broadcast, it is closer to noon than it is closer to noon where you're listening to this program. The time certainly plays a very important part in the story I'm about to relate, because it should happen about 2 o'clock London time, which would probably give you more or less 2 or 3 more hours before it happens. And I went over to number 10 Downing Street this morning, accompanied by my assistant and several representatives of the various news services and radio networks, to get the complete full story, and this is it.
A federal electronic county line, federal electronic line, absolutely no ratification or anything you could conceive of, I believe it was a bomb. It's not
a thing. What to say? The people are all aghast. This is Leslie Leffingwell returning you to New York.
A quick switch to the land down under now, and Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
This is Bob and Ray in New York, calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
This is Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
This is Bob and Ray. Let's try it once more, engineer. This is Bob and Ray in New York, calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
Buford Balloon in Brisbane. This morning, we were all excited at hearing the news from London, just relayed via Bovenry Communications Center in New York from Leslie Leffingwell. We were surprised, I say, and also elated at
Let's
the news.
Let's try once more, engineer, shall we? This is Bob and Ray in New York calling Buford Balloon in Brisbane, Australia.
Buford Balloon in Brisbane. We were surprised and excited this morning in hearing the report from Bob and Ray's correspondent in...
I'm sorry, engineer. Due to technical difficulties, we are unable to contact Buford Balloon. However, he has submitted to us a written script to be used in the event we couldn't contact him, but upon reading it, we decided not to use it.
And finally, a report from our correspondent with the American team racing for the North Pole. Come in, White Whittlesley.
This is Whit Whittlesley near the North Pole. All troops have arrived to within approximately 45 kilometers of the pole itself.
It's a good Brisbane in Brisbane.
We
arose excited this morning at the news from your reporter, Leslie Leffingwell, in London.
We were saying that possibly in another hour or two, we should be able to say that we have finally set foot on the North Pole. We have contacted other groups who are, of course, involved in the race.
Down under,
representing the American team who hopes to be there first. I have no idea of the accomplishments or the whereabouts of other competing teams in this entire race. However, I feel
sorry, Engineer.
This is Buford Balloon in Brisbane.
We regret that transmission difficulties have prevented us from hearing Cecil Sleeper's report from Brisbane. Now, until next time, it's goodbye in 30 from the World Communication Headquarters in New York.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of What Do You... A new radio quiz game loosely based on all the old radio quiz games. The rules are very simple. We shall ask a team of two personalities, Lord Elpis...
Hello.
...and the Deaconess of Detroit...
Hello.
...a series of questions in either category, or special category. If they get it right, they get a... And if they get a wrong answer, they get a... from the studio audience. At the end of the contest, they will hear this, and they must stop immediately. At any point in the proceedings, they may be given a... which means they can ask for another question, or if they hear a... it's the fire alarm. When they want to interrupt a... or a... but not a... question, they must press their special buttons. Lord Elpis, will you press yours? And Deaconess, yours. If they get it right, they get 15 points on the scoreboard here, 4 letters on the radio blackboard for each correct part, and a shot from our mystery gunner. Like so. In the event of a tie, I shall start the clock, so, and there will be a choice of either a... or a... for the first of either the contestant or the contestant who can make the golden word Birmingham from his 4 letters. And he will get a, which will mean he's this week's winner. Right, well, those very simply are the rules. We'll be back again same time next week. Till then, goodbye from Lord Elpis.
Goodbye.
The Deaconess of Detroit.
Bye.
And from me, it's...
Hiya, fellas. Say the librarian eloped with an obscure A&R man and you've been pulling all your own records? Say here it is the middle of January and the old payola hasn't come through yet? And the engineer was trying to roll up his sleeves and put his fist through the control room window? And your wife caught you with the receptionist and broke all your Brunswicks? And a gang of rock and rollers are waiting for you in an alley because you said Elvis Presley needs a haircut? Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with that latitude and fortitude and you shot a mile, you shot a wedding at all. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up that ship.
Hey there, cousin. You say 5 sponsors dropped out when they discovered you tried to squeeze in a record Monday morning? And your wife wants you to take her mother along to the disc jockey convention in Las Vegas? And your microphone's all rusty? And your 45 commercials are spinning at 78? And the engineer just put on a big symphony and won't turn it off because he says he likes good music? And you just interviewed a lady singer and she said a lot of dirty words over the airwaves and the mayor's trying to contact you. Is that what's bothering you, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with an intestine and fortitude and you sort of want.
smile, show the way to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Say there, Bunky. You say you're spinning the hits of the week and the owner of the station calls up and wants to hear Liebestraum? And you just discovered you've been given the wrong times all morning and all your listeners are late for work? And a lot of them got fired and they're suing you? And someone brought up a container of coffee with a live turtle in it? And it fell all over your brand new copy? And the turntables got stuck, and it's Sunday, and you gotta keep ad-libbing till the man comes back from the beach to fix them. And your pants are all soaked from that coffee, and someone sticks last year's headlines under your nose, and you're reading them. And the head of your fan club, a big, heavy-set girl, was just arrested for attacking an old man in a hotel lobby. Is that what's on your mind, Bunky?
And if you're head up higher, take a walk in the sun with that magnitude and fortitude, and you shut a wild, you shut a way to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Well, this is the old philosopher saying,
man the lifeboats, women and A&R men first.
I just had a little argument with my co-producer, Jersey. She wouldn't get up off my notebook. We started with something from a movie that I saw. Well, it was a documentary I saw, I don't know, last week, the week before, called I Need That Record. Certainly something that all of you out there should be checking out. You can get it from Netflix. It's directed by Brendan Toler. I don't know who he is. But, you know, it's a look at how, you know, the independent record stores are dying. And it's a large part that the part that the music industry has played in their destruction. And how they're playing footsie with the big corporations and the big box stores, Walmart, etc., etc. And this was a part of it that had to do with the corrosive effect of radio and the narrowcasting of radio. And all you have to do is turn on any station anywhere and you'll see exactly what I mean. If you don't know, then you haven't been listening to radio for very long, because that's what it's come to. It's become big business, and it's become full of know-nothing knotheads who think that they know the music business because they work for a record company or something like that, a radio station. Don't get me started. Go back and listen to it again. Then we heard from Chet Bolins, Rock and Roll on the Radio. Firesign Theater, a thing called Station Break. Kind of unreleased. That came out on a Greatest Hits collection somewhere. Bob and Ray on the Spot News. Monty Python bit. The Game Show. And Eddie Lawrence, the DJ's philosopher. So that brings us up to where we are now. I got a mystery tune for you. Interesting thing here. This is what you're going to hear is the very, very first song I ever played on radio. And it has to do with radio. October 20th, 1985, in case you're curious. You'll know who it is. But, you know, it's just like, hey, wow, we've come full circle now. So tune in next week. I'll have something else for you. Stay tuned in the future. One thing I plan to do is have an entire show full of nothing but air checks from the 50s and the 60s. I'll see if I can put that together to your satisfaction and mine, and we'll deal with it then. In the meantime, have a good week. Have a good year. Have a good life. I'll see you next week. Okay? Thanks for listening. And don't touch that dial.
try to... please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission. Repeat. This is an emergency program override from News City Central in News City, Nevada.